Welcome to Shomar Shalom Nadav. I'm Sochin Dav Peites. The Mishnah Tapa Amud Bey says, "Hamimane imoy ache bechelkoi," meaning someone, let's call him Reuven, who has a chelik in a korban Pesach, and he wants to add other people to join him. So Rishayim Bnei Chabur, the other Bnei Chabur, could tell Reuven, they could tell him, "Liten loy shloy, take your part. Vu oichel mishaloi vehem oichel mishaloim." He's getting his own part; they'll eat their part. Meaning, the simple understanding is that the Bnei Chabur don't want the friends of Reuven to join them. So they give Reuven his part and tell him, you keep your part, and then he could join other people with you. The Aflaro on the Hagdama to Meseches Ksuvis says, Apshat al Derech HaDrush, says what we talk about over here is the concept of Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar Zvulun means, Yisachar is a Talmid Chacham who sits and learns. And Zvulun is the one who goes out to work and supports the Talmid Chacham. So some people think that when a Talmid Chacham does such a deal, he loses his Torah. He loses his chelek in the kinyan of the Torah. Because he's, so to speak, selling his piece for the guy who's going to work. Says the Baal HaFlo, no, that's not true. The Yisachar learns Torah, doesn't lose anything of his piece. And he just adds more people to join him and participate with him. It's like someone lighting a candle from another candle. The first candle doesn't lose its flame when it gives it on. Says the Baal HaFlo, that's what it means in our Mishnah. Atamei Chacham, who brings a zvulun into his chelek. So Shai Mechabur Litei Chaloi, the Mechabur could separate from him. He doesn't explain what that part means. But Hu Oichel Mishaloi, Vem Oichel Mishalem. He eats his part, he doesn't lose his part. The fact he has other people joining with him doesn't cause him to lose. He's still oichel mishaloi. It is known that a girl of Arileb Shteiman Zatzal did the Heskem of Yisachar Zvulun with a few people. They told him, how can he do it? He says, because it's no problem to come and add more people because you're not really losing from yourself, so you could do the agreement with many other people. And concludes the Baal HaFlo, that's what it says, Smach Zvulun B'tisechov Yisachar Bar Alecho. They're both happy because none of them loses by giving and sharing his chelik. Now the Baal HaFlo is focusing on the Talmid Chacham. The pshat in our Mishnah is that Chacham doesn't lose out by sharing his chelek with the Baal HaBos who works and supports him. Interesting enough, the Chasav Sefer in the beginning of this Masechta, Nevdal Damud Aleph, quotes the HaFlo not in the Mishnah, but in this Amud later in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, the Bnei Chabur Shayu Yodov Shel Echod Mehem Yofos, one of them has nice hands. So Rashi explains, it means he eats too much. So Rashim Lo Yimar Lo, you can tell them, Toil Chelka Chavetze, take your piece and leave. That's what the Gemara learns. Says the Chasav Sefer, the name of the HaFlo, what does it mean, Yodov Shel Echad Mehem Yofos? He says what it means is, somebody who is very good in business. They realize one of the Talmidim, he has the talent to be a businessman. So they tell him, Tol Chelka Chavetze, go out, you should go out to work and support the rest of us. And the idea is, when it says Tol Chelka Chav, that even though you're leaving, even though he's leaving the Beis HaMedrash, he's still Tol Chelka Chav. He's still taking a piece of the Torah. So he's basically telling him, you're going to go work and you're going to support the Talmid Chacham. And by that, you're not going to learn Torah. But still, you're not going to lose your chelek. Torah chelkecha, you will have your chelek. The Zvulun who's supporting the Yisachar will still have his chelek in Torah because he supports Yisachar. So both explanations of the HaFlo or to explain this Gemara al derech Yisachar Zvulun. What's left to that's not understood so much is based on that, is how do we explain the story of Rapapa of Hunibrid of Yeshua, that they also divided their chelik. How do you explain that? That's something that needs more hesbra. I was looking around, couldn't find anybody that explains it. If anybody has a pshat in it, please let me know. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.